all our companies would be subject to an attempted unionization. I don't think anybody would be exempt, and indeed, the legislation itself provides no exemption for size of company. So I think they're all vulnerable.
And what's the general response been to the, they call it the Employee Free Choice Act, and others call it, non-free choice. There's a disagreement from, various sides, especially, the Chamber of Commerce has been really taking the lead to sort of fight this. So how do contractors feel in general to the idea of this kind of mass unionization?
Well, number one, Free Choice Act is a misnomer. I mean, there's nothing free choice about this at all. And our technology companies, whether they're federal contractors or whether they're in the business-to-business space, are all extraordinarily concerned. We have, out of our member companies, we have 111 who have aggressively come to us and signed up to be on a coalition and a task force to oppose this legislation. That's a huge amount. What you have is a legislation that would be very detrimental to employees, to employers, and to the tech industry. You're going to eliminate the secret ballot for a union election, which is a very basic tenet, not just of democracy, but of freedom from intimidation to express your views and vote the way you wish. Secondly, if you have a union coming out of this lack of a secret ballot, i.e., all you need is 50% plus one employee to sign an authorization card, period, an authorization card in full view of all their fellow workers. Once you get that, and then your union is formed, once you have a union, if the employer and the employee's union representation do not agree within 120 days on a collective bargaining agreement, then a federal arbitrator, I repeat, a federal arbitrator is appointed to set the terms and conditions of employment and management rights, and that contract is non-reviewable and binding for 2 years. That is very contrary to the essence of the technology industry, whose strength is really in innovation and collaboration and team-oriented type work environment, in a free flow of ideas and creativity. That is not compatible with unionization. What the tech industry works on and expands on and is able to be productive with is the concept of merit. Unionization is based on seniority, not based on merit, and it would be just disastrous.
Well, I wonder how susceptible to any kind of unionizing drive tech workers would be. I mean, software programmers, I know them, and people that are in allied fields, or even people that design hardware, computer engineers, they tend to be kind of not really all that subject to a lot of control by any authority. They tend to be free agents in the way they think.
Well, that's the whole point. If they're free agents the way they think, then let them express their views, and let them express their views under a secret ballot, which enables them to express their views freely. I mean, just take a look at a scenario. Where is it more likely to get an employee to really express his or her viewpoint when they can go into a voting booth and vote as they wish with no one sitting there over their shoulder, or when they're sitting in the local restaurant and four of their colleagues come up to them and stick an authorization card in front of them and say, sign this card. Are you for us or against us? We're watching. That is intimidation, and that is not productive in any business environment, and certainly not productive in the technology industry.
We're talking with Bobby Kilberg. She is president and CEO of the Northern Virginia Technology Council.
So if that's the case, and there is intimidation, there is this call of intimidation from both sides, actually. Mm-hmm. The unions will say the employer can intimidate, and the employer will say that the unions will intimidate. And they both say, by the way, that the union has the right, the union call has the right to a secret ballot if they want it, even under card check, that they can still call for a secret ballot if they so want to.
The union can call. That's one side can call, but it's not the right of both sides. And if you take a look at George McGovern, you can think of any more liberal former senator in the world. George McGovern has come out strongly against card check precisely because you're taking away the secret ballot. Warren Buffett, a senior advisor to President Obama, has come out against card check precisely because you're taking away the secret ballot. If you're worried about intimidation from either side, it is totally ironic that you're going to take away the one protection that our Constitution really embodies for protection against intimidation, and that's the ability to vote in secret. You know, that's basic to our laws as they've developed in this country from the very beginning. That's what we fought for.
And just thinking about the technology industry as a supplier to government, have you done analysis or have you looked at what the likely effect of different levels of unionizing might be on the costs
and therefore the
prices that the government would pay for the services your members offer?
Okay, very simple analogy. Do you love what's going on in the auto industry today? You'll love CarCheck. Look at what's happened when you've had massive unionizations. Nobody's going to tell you that the auto industry is competitive today. Nobody's going to tell you today that it's very viable. Unionization is not compatible with that, the elements that are most important to the technology industry, which is being competitive in a competitive world environment, being creative, being innovative, operating on merit versus operating on seniority. The importance of this can really not be more underscored. And, you know, President Obama yesterday made a very impressive speech about education and how we need to have merit-based systems for teachers in education, not seniority-based systems. Yet he strongly supports, or I believe he strongly supports, CarCheck, which is the antithesis of that.
Actually, the administration has been pretty lukewarm on this. I mean, they did, I think during the campaign, indicate that they would support it. But lately, there really hasn't been much word from the administration. So there are questions about whether they do or whether they don't at this point. I guess we'll find out soon.
Well, I'd be delighted if they turned out not to. However, though the president did not mention it in his address to the Congress the other week, in videotape remarks to the AFL-CIO Executive Council in Miami last week, he clearly said, as we confront our, you know, economic crisis and work to provide health care, et cetera, and rebuild our nation's infrastructure, and pass the Employee Free Choice Act. I want you to know that you will always have a seat at the table. So very clearly he's saying, and pass the Employee Free Choice Act. So it's obviously of some importance to him. I would love the White House and the administration to say, you know, this is really not the best idea for productivity in a workforce and in an economy, especially in a time of economic crisis that we're in now.
And just quickly, if the wages of especially the tech community are substantially higher than the unionized workforce at large, does that provide a little bit of a buffer for the lack of interest in unionization, do you think?
I would hope so. But again, the way to ensure that is to be sure that employees in the tech industry, if a unionization attempt comes, are allowed to express their views by a secret ballot. And that you have, if a union is formed, that you have an equal playing field for the employers and employees to engage in contract negotiations. You will not have that if you have hanging over your head the ability of the unions to stall, and then you get 120 days, you don't have a contract, and a federal arbitrator comes in. Do you really want a federal arbitrator setting the terms and conditions of employment in a company anywhere in the United States? I mean, that makes no sense. You're dealing with a federal bureaucrat who is going to establish wages and conditions of employment. That, to me, makes no sense at all.
Well, we thank you for joining us with that point of view. And,
you're welcome.
I think it's going to be an interesting battle.
It will, and it'll be engaged. And by the way, I believe the legislation was introduced yesterday. I think someone said it might be introduced today.
I said it, yeah. So it came. Okay, yes, that's right. It's already Wednesday. Well, thanks for being with us.
It's Wednesday today. Okay.